All right, are we on? Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, well, good afternoon. Great to see a great crowd here. Thank you all for coming to today's ceremonial signing of our Triumph Gulf Coast bill.
Gulf Power Company President Stan Connolly kicked off the ceremony at Pensacola International Airport after the event was moved from the VTMAE construction site because of inclement weather.
If you think about what this is intended to do, it's intended to be long-term and generational for these eight counties. We have got to stay together as a team, thinking transformationally, thinking regionally, and make no mistake, the future appropriations to us could in part be based on how well we spend these $300 million.
Triumph will spend the money on projects in the eight panhandle counties most impacted by the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster: Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton, Bay, Gulf, Franklin, and Wakulla.
We thought back to that time in 2010 when there was oil on the beaches, people were in trouble, there was uncertainty, we didn't know if we would ever be whole again.
Pensacola State Representative Clay Ingram. Tourism fell after the spill, which dumped 210 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico, leaving the environment devastated and the panhandle's economy suffering.
All the things that we've done here, I think, have been important to help make this day come forward. But our whole delegation really worked together well, and I think that's what's going to be important as we go forward. If Northwest Florida can continue to work together, you see the things we've been successful at with Restore or with Triumph, the sky's the limit.
As he did earlier Monday in Panama City, the governor placed his ceremonial John Hancock to paper while repeating his mantra over the past 7 years.
The panhandle should have all the manufacturing jobs that Mississippi has, Alabama has, and Georgia has. If we spend these dollars well, we're going to grow this economy, and then we can continue to, whether it's invest in things that Bell cares about, like ARC, or whether it's invest in our K-12 education system, we'll have all the money to do it.
In anticipating passage of House Bills 7077 and 7079, the board of the nonprofit Triumph Gulf Coast voted last month to incorporate. The settlement stretches payment of the funds until 2033. The new laws require at least 75% of those future payments be sent to Triumph within 30 days of receipt.
Governor, this has been a marathon, but here we are. And I would say we're happy, but we're almost giddy. This day is going to be a great day for the Panhandle, a great day not only for our family, but our children and our grandchildren.
State Senator Doug Broxson, a Republican from Gulf Breeze, co-sponsored the measure in the upper chamber. He lauded the governor for his part in securing the deal.
In January of 2011, we took the eight counties into his office and asked for $20 million to help the economy and the tourism. He said, why not 30? So he was on the phone with the CEO of BP to get 30 rather than the 20 we requested.
Projects to be considered for Triumph funding must meet specific criteria for economic development. County commissions are charged with selecting which will have the highest economic impact on their communities. After the ceremony, Governor Rick Scott said that one of the goals in spending the $300 million initial payment is to diversify the Panhandle's economy.
If you think about the Panhandle economy, it's still very much tied to our military and tourism, which are very, very important parts of our economy. We've got to continue to keep that going. But this gives us an opportunity to recruit a lot more companies here and have a lot of success here.
Under the new law, Triumph Gulf Coast Board will expand from 5 to 7 members. The two new appointees by the Speaker of the House and Senate President must be residents of either Walton, Gulf, Franklin, or Wakulla counties. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.